Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about the most recent Knoxville City Council meeting. Knoxville City Council met, and I think the biggest thing that was on the agenda was setting the public hearing date for the property at 502 East Main. That decision to accept the bid from Vermeer Group had seen some excitement, I think, from Knoxville residents during the bid process. Just tell us a little bit about that bid process, and I know we went through this before, but just explain the bid process, and then we can kind of go through the decision-making process for the council.
Sure. As the city took that property on and actually ended up condemning that property is how the city came in possession, council had actually been approached by some folks with an interest in that, and that sort of brought it to our attention as far as going through that process of condemning that property. And at the same time, with it being now a public property, we didn't want to necessarily single out a person that we'd done that for. We wanted to make it an open process. And so the council gave us as a staff direction to accept bids, which we did, and based on two criteria, the criteria being the offering price, but also the ultimate plan, development plan, business plan, however you want to describe that. But essentially, what is your intent if you happen to win that property? And so based on that, we received some bids. Council felt like their top priority for that space would be housing. Vermeer Group was the only offer that came with a residential component to it. And so that's the bid that they opted to take. So based on that, that decision was made by the council. And now we as a staff are following through with what I'll call the logistics of actually making that property sale. So at the last council meeting, the next step was to go ahead and set a public hearing. That public hearing will take place on July 2nd. And following that hearing, council will vote and make it official that the sale is going through to the Vermeer Group of that property.
Let's say I'm a resident of Knoxville who has questions, because I think on a fundamental level, the highest bid should win, but it's also about how much investment you're going to put into the property. And I think that's what people have some questions about. What should I do for this public hearing if I've never been involved with one, and how does one work?
Yeah, public hearing is an opportunity for the public to come and to participate as part of the council meeting. You know, I think specific to what you described, there were some questions as far as high bid and low bid. And that is an important part of it, is that some of those folks who had bid a little more money, their expectation was to paint, re-roof, and do some basic maintenance to that building. I think that council definitely took into consideration that while a lower bid, the Vermeer Group's intent is to remove that building and to build something new. And so that's going to mean significantly more costs. In fact, they will be tens of thousands of dollars invested just to get that back to a buildable lot and remove what's there. And so I think council definitely took that into consideration. We know, based on a housing study and frankly with communication with our residents, that housing is probably Knoxville's top issue and priority.
Also, some other stuff going on around the city. I know construction at Young's Park. I know the tennis courts are going. Just tell us a little bit about how the other projects around Knoxville are progressing throughout the city.
We have made some pretty significant progress. We're actually doing this interview in the middle of a rainstorm, so that does sometimes slow things down. It's hard to compete with Mother Nature sometimes, but a lot of progress being made significantly. Just last week, a long stretch was done on Larson Street. You know, they were able to use a paver for that, and that definitely helps to speed that process up. So they were able to knock out about a 500-foot stretch in an afternoon with that paver. So that work is definitely progressing. Work continues in front of the middle school and making a lot of progress there. We were able to time that after the school year let out, so we're happy to be able to do that and have that moving forward. As you mentioned, Young's Park, seeing a lot of work being done there, very active at that spot. And then the tennis courts, that one is really moving along. Been very pleased with the progress. Again, we always have to caveat timelines and expectations because we do contend with Mother Nature, and we're supposed to be getting more rain this week. But they're really hoping in about a 4 to 6 week time frame to have those courts open. That could go right out the window if we continue to have these storms. But that's the hope for now, is that we're about 4 to 6 weeks away from having those courts available for the public. So really excited. And I guess maybe the last one I should mention is with the library. A lot of progress being made there. I hate to give time frames on that. That's a much bigger project in scope. This isn't a matter of 4 to 6 weeks. This is more like 12 to 18 months, and so I don't want to talk about specific time frames, but we're really pleased to be seeing a lot of progress at that spot, too.
Thanks to Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.